My name is Joanne. Welcome to the
this morning via Zoom. I'm not going to read to you from the Daily Word. Forgot about that. Does anybody have one handy?
It's downstairs.
Oh. Well, we'll skip it this time, but now we know.
It's a really good one.
Take notes.
Oh, you know what? We can do, hold on. One sec.
It's very appropriate for today.
Well, go get it. We'll wait.
I think Tom went. I'll go.
No, I don't have it.
Okay, I'll get it.
All right.
So let's
do. Wait, we're on Indian time today, aren't we, grandfather?
Yeah. We could do surely the presence and then do the reading for the Daily Word afterwards.
Okay. Oh, wait for Susan.
You know, you realize if everybody shows up, I'll just have a grid of faces on here.
Yeah.
Okay, and today Susan will read to us the Daily Word.
Pray for others. As I pray for others, I affirm unfolding good in their lives and in mine. Honored by the trust of those who request my prayers, I listen with compassion and then release all thoughts of illness, lack, limitation, or inharmony. Knowing that my responsibility is not to set the situation right, but to see it rightly, I look beyond challenging conditions and attune to the essential truth that the one for whom I pray is created in God's image and is seeking to express God's likeness, just as all people are, just as I am. I know that the divine presence, the Christ, is present both in me and in the one for whom I pray. It restores wholeness in mind, body, and emotions, guiding all decisions, inspiring, prospering ideas, and bringing harmony and peace to all relationships. And Psalm 145:18, the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth.
Thank you, Susan. And now Joyce will play for us, Surely the Presence, and we will sing it through twice.
Wow, let me hear you.
The presence of God is in this place. I can feel the power. I can feel the rush of the wings. I see glory on its face. The presence of God's love is in this place. The presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Boy, Zoom had a hard time with that one. Him, her. Okay. So let's all say our opening statement together. If you can remember this, you ready?
Ready.
There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Tom, make a note. We have to send everybody a copy of the program
that they can print out.
Okay, please stand or remain seated while Joyce plays for us, I Am the Radiant Life of God. You ready?
I am the radiant life of God. I am, I am, I am. I am the radiant life of God. I am, I am, I am. The life of God, the strength
of God. I am the radiant life of God.
I am, I am, I am. I am the wonderful love of God. I am, I am, I am. I am the wonderful love of God. I am,
I am, I am.
I am the wisdom and power of God. I am, I am, I am. The light of God, the joy of God, prosperity, happiness, might of God. I am the wisdom and power of God.
I am, I am, I am.
So what I'm hearing is if we sing and our mics pick us up, it cuts off the music. So I can't hear the music, so I don't know where she is.
It does. I recommend everybody except Joyce hit their mute button.
Yeah.
And we'll sing to ourselves so we can hear the music.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We'll try that next song.
Okay.
All right. Where are we? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was a welcoming song. Okay. Our regularly scheduled activities are all canceled. Does anybody have any other announcements?
Yes.
Who said that?
I did.
Oh.
I just want to let you know that I called Rosie just before services started. Her and Jerry are in Florida. They've just gotten off an Abraham cruise in the Caribbean. Didn't realize how bad things were here. And so they'll be flying on home tomorrow. But wanted to let everybody know that they're doing fine and well.
Oh, great. That excerpt that I sent everybody from Abraham about the coronavirus, that's off that cruise.
Oh, good.
So
you'll have to go read that. I didn't get a chance yet. And I do want to say it's wonderful to have Rosa join us this morning.
Yes. Hi, Rosa. And when she barks, she becomes the center screen for me, too. All right. Let's all say the unity together.
I have an announcement.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
My refrigerator went out last night. And so I'm going to make some stone soup. If anybody has anything to contribute to my stone soup, you can put it on my porch. Would you mind doing that?
Why, Tom, why is she so slow talking? She's in slow motion.
That's her connection.
Oh, so what Penny was saying is she's going to make stone soup with the stuff.
I think my wireless refrigerator connection must be pretty slow because I'm losing. People are.
Yeah, I'm translating for you, Penny. Yeah, anybody who has anything to contribute to her stone soup?
If anyone has ingredients to contribute to my stone soup, because my lost all my food.
Oh,
not all of it. I've got an ice chest with some stuff
okay.
in it.
Okay. Yeah, get to the mountains quickly.
Okay, everybody. Yeah. Esma has joined us now.
Okay, now, this is really going to test all your memory banks. It's time for the unity statement. We will say it together.
I have it.
Oh, good. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. I don't know what it sounds like to you guys, but you're all on a different time delay.
Yep.
Tom, I have a question. I'm wondering if the recording wouldn't be better and the time delay Joanna's talking about is if everyone except the speaker would unmute themselves. I think that's important. But what do I know?
What do you think, Tom?
Sure.
Well, or during the talking, does that mean somebody just joined us?
It does.
Yeah.
Looks like S Blue. I don't know who this is.
What's it say?
S-B-L-A-U.
Is that Sherry?
It looks like Sherry. Looks like Sherry's getting hooked up. Woohoo!
Sherry and Dave?
No, Sherry and John.
Hi, Sherry.
Sherry and John, yeah. Oh, cute.
Think so. Waiting for the audio to connect.
Well, it's on. Hers is on.
Oh, on my screen it still says connecting to audio. Can you hear us, Sherry?
Okay.
My kitty has joined us. What's Radley?
So she can see us, I would imagine. There we go.
I only have a block of six. Oh, there's the arrow. Let's see. That Sherry? Angle your top of your computer down. We only see the top of your head.
Not sure that she's hearing us either. I just sent a text. A group chat, a chat.
Oh, I see chats.
Yeah. Across the bottom, right? So, yeah. Can do texting.
Okay, dang, I need to download a new version of Zoom on my desktop. I'm not getting audio on my end. That was Robin to everyone.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Shall we go on with our song of joy?
Let us do that.
I feel wonderful.
Okay, so everybody mute their speakers except Eileen. Except Joyce.
Mute your speaker and then come back afterwards.
Actually, you're muted.
Yay. I see it. Oh, I saw Eileen for a minute and she disappeared.
I just got off the phone. She was at Judy's. Now she's getting in her car. She's going to try to do it in her car.
I see. Hi, Eileen.
Good morning.
All right. Penny, unmute your button. And you're the reader. You're still muted. Bottom left-hand corner, just click on the little mic.
Can you hear us, Eileen?
Penny, if you scroll your mouse over the bottom of your screen, the mute button will show up on the left-hand side on the bottom. Push the same button you did to mute yourself. Where is that? Figure out how you muted yourself and then reverse that. Because everybody's muted.
I'll hold it. You know what?
Did you mute everybody?
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, she
did. All right, and now.
I was pushing on the microphone and it was not unmuting. I'm not sure what was going on there. But
I did it from my end.
This is a book. Oh, thank you. This is a book written by a friend of mine who has polio, had polio as a little girl. And she's does a lot of writing. It's called Drink from My Well. And I'm reading a poem that I had bookmarked here. And she's put in this picture that she took. It's called The Woods Whisper My Name. Everyone can hear me okay. I can hear anything. I don't see anybody nodding. Can you hear me fine? No one can hear me fine. Okay, what's going on? Oh dear. Johnny is muted. Susan.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Tom, can you hear me?
Your internet connection is being slow.
Oh dear.
So why don't you just read through it and we'll just keep going on. But read it, please.
Okay. I can hear in the gentle breeze and in the ground-drenching rain, in the stillness that's here with my friends, the raccoon, elk, and deer. It's a beauty so serene, no one can imagine, not even in your dreams. It's a miraculous beauty that declares, I'm all around you. You need only stand and stare. I can feel that caress of warm summer sun and the majesty of the maple leaf. As soon as fall has begun, scampering the ants and squirrels to store up food before the snow begins to swirl. And in the spring, it all starts again. Mother Nature's cycle and her beautiful refrain. My spirit soars. I feel so revived when the woods whisper my name. And that's a poem by Barb Morton.
Thank you, Penny. All right. Let's remain seated for the meditation song, In the Garden. If you know it, sing along with it, but mute your button, and Joyce will play it for all of us. Eileen, if you want to sing, no, you can't, because as soon as you start singing, we can't hear her play. So are you ready, Joyce?
Thank you. The nice part about this is that I can sing as loud as I want and nobody can hear me. So you can't see how bad it sounds. Have the affirmations with you, but join me in spirit as I read the affirmations. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I offer. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace knowing everything I perfect time. So this is the third Sunday. Traditional. All right. So let's see. Oh gosh, do I remember it? I'll try. Lord's Prayer. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive us. And leave us not in error.
Deliver us from error, for thine is the kingdom,
and the glory,
and power, the glory forever and ever. Amen.
I've been saying it for 70 freaking years. All right. Hallelujah, everybody. Ready?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Here we go. All right. So somewhere on my screen, Grandfather's going to pop up now and give us a talk. Is he still here?
He's muted.
Okay, just a sec. He's unmuted. Okay.
Okay, Grandfather, you're on.
Lahalia, my sacred unity family.
Lahalia.
Lahalia.
Now we're all together. I first of all want to say thank you, Penny, for that wonderful reading. Thank you, Unity family. We're still being together in spite of the virus. We're here in the presence of God this morning. During the last few years, you've known that I would almost always have my talk to you using an Indian legend and then showing where I see that in Christianity. Today, my heart is going to reach out to you. I'm going to be speaking right from the very depths of my heart to you, my family, as the rubber meets the road. And that's what means in regards to the coronavirus. In the last 2 weeks, you have been turning on your TV, and almost always if you turn it on, no matter what station you get, you're getting someone talking about the coronavirus. Many times you've heard President Trump speaking, as well as national medical experts and leaders. Governor Inslee, many times speaking. And the state, Washington State official medical experts talking to you. You've heard all kinds of political, sociological, and medical comments. Today, I want to go right to where the rubber meets the road. Spiritually, you haven't heard any of them on the TV, or at least I haven't, talk about approaching this whole thing in regards to your own personal spirituality. That's where I want to begin today. My talk from my very depths of my heart will be very different from what you usually hear me saying. The first thing I want to begin with is with the word family. We see God as our Heavenly Father. We are God's children. What am I saying here? Well, first of all, let me go and let you look back. You who are elders, and I see one couple with their baby here in this service this morning. Those of you who have raised your family, you were always there showing great love for your children. If your child's shoes were wearing out, you saw to it that that child got new shoes. If they were outgrowing their clothes, you saw to it that they received proper clothing. You saw to it that they were fed well. And even when they grew up and left home, they were still your kids. No matter how old they get, my oldest son now on his birthday in a couple of months will be 70. He's still just my kid. I still love him the way I loved him before always. I'm still concerned when he's in need. I'm his parent. You know what I'm talking about. You have felt that godly love in your heart for your children. The couple that's on our service this morning with that baby in their arms, they love that baby. Oh, how they love that baby. They're there for any need that baby needs. Now, our spirituality. Jesus said, you love your children, how much more? How much more does your Heavenly Father love you? this is on spirituality. The confidence that you have in God as your papa. I've used that word papa because it's more intimate than the word father, in my opinion. In fact, it's even more intimate than the word daddy. So instead of saying Heavenly Father, Heavenly Papa, he's my Papa God, yours too. He loves us much more than any love we've ever experienced. But confidence is the key. You can believe that God loves you, but when you have confidence in that love, that will lead you to the next step of my talk to you today. That is, you've been hearing the commentators on TV, the political leaders, the medical leaders, they keep saying, don't panic, don't panic. That's good advice, but I want to look at that through your spirituality. Why do you panic? If you panic, why? Because there's an element of fear. There would be no need to panic unless you feared. And now we want to look at this thing, what I call spiritual law. I probably should write a book on spiritual law. When I talk about law, the first thing you think of is law in the regards to the statutes that the federal government, state government, county governments, the laws, statutes that they write. But there's a lot more than that than just statutes, law. There's such a thing as natural laws, many natural laws, like the law of gravity, the law of centrifugal force, natural laws. There are sociological laws. Those of you who have had a college experience and took the subject social psychology, you found the many experiments they made to discover sociological law with the idea of the cause and effect idea, that for every effect there is a cause, and when we discover the cause, we can discover sociological laws. I want to talk to you about spiritual laws. You probably never heard that term before, spiritual laws, but there are many spiritual laws. There's the law of love. Oh, many of us, even as Christians, need to understand that law better than we do. There is the law of faith. Now, that law of faith is the one I want to talk about today. There are two F's in two words that start with the word, with the letter F, that are in this law of faith. Faith is the positive of that law. And that same law is fear. Oh, we're back to that panic. Fear is the negative of the very same law that faith is the positive of. Let me go back to a natural law to look at our spiritual law. For I have discovered that I can take all the natural laws that God created, like gravity and centrifugal force and the others, and look through them at my spirituality and get new insights. So here's an insight I want to share with you in regards to faith and fear and you're looking at through centrifugal force. If it's view of man, he's driving down the mountain road, gravel road, heading down the valley below to work. He comes to a curve in the road, and there's this yellow sign with a black curved arrow on it saying curve, slow, 35. He goes around it at 45 and he laughs, say, I'm a good driver. I don't need to worry about that. Well, he makes it just fine. He ignored the law of centrifugal force, which is a definite law. The next day he goes around at 55 and he trespasses against the law of centrifugal force, and over the canyon wall he goes, down, down, down to his death and destruction. You can ignore law and it will ignore you. Natural laws as well as spiritual laws. You can ignore the law and it will ignore you. You can trespass against it and it will wreak havoc on you. Or you can come to understand that law and you can utilize it to light up the darkness of your world. For example, the Columbia River is cascaded through its gorge for tens of thousands of years. And it never gave any light unto this world until we discovered the law of centrifugal force. We created dams throwing concrete across that river, and with the dynamics of centrifugal force in that dam, we create electricity that lit up our world. We now have lights. We now can view each other on our computers this morning. We can light up all of our great factories. Oh, how we upgraded our grid of life through the use of centrifugal force, lighting up our world. So it is with the law of faith. We can light up our spiritual world. You must employ your faith. Faith is more than believing. Faith is more than just having a belief in your head, I know God can do this or that. Faith is putting into action. As when the woman in the Gospels with the issue of blood, in her head, she says, I know that if I can just touch the hem of his garment, Jesus' garment, I will be healed. But that didn't heal her. What healed her was she crawled on her hands and knees until she touched. That's faith. Faith is an action. And you put it in the process. As Jesus said, as your faith is, so be it unto you. Now, what is the dynamic opposite of that? Fear. For as your fear is, it will be unto you. Do you see that in the Bible? Yes, go back and read the great dynamics of that story of Job in the Old Testament. How he lost everything. All 10 of his children were killed in a great storm. All of his animals, his thousands of head of sheep and camels and cattle and all were all destroyed and taken, stolen by the Sabians and the others. He lost everything. It all began because the Bible says in the opening of that story that the angels of God were there to celebrate with God, and Satan appeared in their midst. And God asked Satan, what are you doing? He said, I'm going up and down through the earth. And God said, Satan, have you ever looked at that man Job, an upright, righteous man? Yes, but you gave him a lot of favors. You made him might be the wealthiest man in the country. You let me touch him and he'll curse you to your face. But after everything was taken from Job and he had nothing left, God had told him he could take everything, but he couldn't touch Job's body. So now Satan's back before Job, God, and God says, have you considered my servant Job, how upright and holy and righteous he is? Satan says, yes, but then you wouldn't let me touch him. Flesh for flesh, bone for bone. Let me touch his body and he'll curse you to your face. God says, okay, you can touch him, but you can't take his life. Job is so miserably ill with boils from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. His wife finally just said to him, why don't you just curse God and die? Get out of here. And what was Job's response? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Ended up that God honored him by giving him double everything he had before. But why did he suffer so? Well, for a long time, I was angry with God because there was a great lack of justice punishing an upright man. But Job gave me the answer later on in the back of his book. And what did he say? The thing that I have feared has come upon me. The dynamics of that spiritual law, faith and fear. As your faith is, so be it unto you, and as your fear is, so it will be unto you. If you have confidence in God's love to you as Papa God, Papa Father God, you have nothing to fear, and there's no need to panic. So, looking at the dynamics of this whole thing, don't panic. Cast out all fear because of your confidence in Papa God's love for you. Now, that may lead you to say, okay, grandfather, if I don't have to fear, then I can go ahead and go on out into the big crowds and everything. No. Now, that reminds me of another Bible story. Jesus in the 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. And Satan was tempting him. In one of those three temptations, he took Jesus to the highest pinnacle of the temple and said, cast yourself down, for it is written. Satan was using Bible on him and said, it is written that God will send his angels to lift you up so that you do not dash your foot against a stone. And what was Jesus' response to Satan? It is also written, do not test the Lord your God. There's a difference here between you just being so vulgar as to take, okay, God can take care of me no matter what. I don't fear anything. I'll go out into any crowd that I want to go out into. And that of simply being wise, staying at home, just like you're doing this morning, and having faith and confidence that God will take care of you and heal you, even if you contract that disease. So what I will conclude my words with these comments. You've looked at me for almost 13 years now as your third Sunday of the month morning speaker. This morning I want to just tell you that I am a prophet of God, that I have seen many, many miraculous healings in my ministry. And I am saying that I am more than just a morning speaker. I serve in the form of being your pastor. What I want you to know is that if you become ill, immediately call me. I will immediately go into prayer for you. You don't need to worry, because my faith and my confidence in God will be there to hold you safe in his precious fatherly arms. Koskakwa. Now I do, we'll go a little further now. I've finished my talk, but if you're on your TV, you notice whether it's the political leaders or the medical leaders, and when they get through, then they open it up for questions. Questions, of course, all the questions are being thrown by media, but today you are my media. I want to open up for you this morning, if you have any questions, but they don't need to deal with the political leaders or the medical leaders are saying, you're getting plenty of information from them. Your question must deal strictly with the comments that I have made about your spirituality. Are you sitting there listening to me and saying, I have this question, and it's regard to what comments you've made, grandfather, then give me the question. I will do my best to answer it. I'll put this back into Joanne's hands to guide the questioning. Go ahead, Joanne.
Hey, Tom, raise your hand if you want Tom to unmute you, if you have any questions. I think you did a great job today, grandfather.
Well, thank you. I'm speaking strictly from my heart, Joanne.
I could tell.
My heart, I love you so much. You are my family. I'll make one more comment.
Uh-huh.
Say that I'm here to serve as a pastor. I am not saying I'm here to serve as your leader, not at all.
Right.
To be a leader, you must be a servant. As Jesus said, when he washed the disciples' feet, which was a slave's job usually, the first will be last and the last will be first. To be your leader, I must be your servant. I am here with you, my sacred unity family, as your servant to serve you. When you need me, I will immediately be here for your need to the utmost of my ability. I love you.
Thank you. You want to do a meditation for us?
Yes. Okay. Relax. Breathe deep, slowly. Feel the presence of Papa God enveloping you. Feel the warmth of that holy presence. Lift your heart to the heavens. Listen to your heart. Make love to God. Praise him for his love for you as his child. Relax in the sense of your security in God. Give praise to God. Close Kakwa.
Thank you very much.
It's thank you, Grandmother.
Okay. Let's see. Oh my goodness. So thank you. That was wonderful. Great first try at this. So the offering. Just if you have an offering to mail in, we'd appreciate it. We still have to pay all our bills this month. So for that, we're going to say the blessing of thanks for that. Okay. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now, if you'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts.
for Eden.
And let's send love and light to the virus. It accomplishes what Source has in mind for it quickly and evenly, and then we all get back to living the dream life that we've always held anyway, that the world has lost sight of. So hold the vision of how you'd like the world to be. All right. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Let's say the prayer of protection together. Joyce, you have the program. You want to lead it? Wait a minute. Joyce is going to go get her copy. Because I'm not going to get them in order. But Tom, can you Joyce, can you unmute your... bottom left-hand corner. There you go.
Got it.
All right, there it is. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God
is.
And all is well. All right. Joyce, you want to play the peace song for us?
Dad, you need the words?
No.
I think we got that one, don't we?
Yeah,
we can handle that one.
Yeah,
yeah, again, we can handle that.
Again, everybody mute your mic and we'll listen to her just play it while we sing at home. Okay, unmute everybody. Yay! That was good.
Well done.
Okay, everybody go get a snack in your own kitchen.
Just came from Bushwick.
Have you been sitting in your car in the driveway watching services?
I am. We went and had breakfast and then I got in the car and yeah.
Wonderful. How wonderful.
You had refreshments first.
Yeah, we went and had the breakfast. We went to the Judy's. Probably shouldn't have, but I didn't want to make breakfast and I wanted hash browns.
Judy's the best.
All right. So Tom, this is gonna be recorded, right?
Yes.
And then Tom and Johnny. I don't have a current email list.
Okay.
Mine's from last year, maybe even the year before, because Jim had always done it.
Right.
So all my addresses show on the email I sent out. So Look at that and send me anybody else that I'm missing.
Okay. I have a list of everyone that's ever been on a directory. So I can get that out to you.
Do we want all of those to go out to all of them?
Why not?
Why not send that out?
If people don't want to be, they can tell us that they don't want to be on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Penny.
The Randall Methodist people who you know, grandfather, are, because they're so far out there, they've been struggling to figure out, they don't have a pastor currently. Would this be something that we could invite them to join with us?
Absolutely.
No, I'm sorry, that's my internet connection.
Yeah, we got it.
Would it be something we could invite them to join?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's invite them. And not just add them on. So if you have an email address, we could invite them and ask them if they're gonna be on. And we can say in a general email, this is what we're doing. We're taking everybody who's ever been on there, sending it out to everybody. If anybody wants to join us on Sunday, here's the link. And does that link stay the same every Sunday, Tom?
It does.
All right. And then also if they want to be removed from the list, so be it. All right. Well, you guys have a great Sunday. Good to see
you,
all. Good to see you all. I love you guys. I guess I'm going to leave the meeting now. Any questions? Comments?
Thank you, Grandfather.
Thank you,
Joanne.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody, for showing up.
Bye.
Love you. See you next
Thank
Sunday.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you, all of you. Thank you.
Thanks, Joyce, for the music.
Yay. Thank you.
It was wonderful. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.